And the Prime Minister yesterday released the long-awaited modelling underpinning the four-stage plan to emerge from the pandemic and reopen the country. And if you missed the interview earlier, we spoke with Professor Jodie McVernon from the Doherty Institute. It's her modelling that the government is basing its plan to reopen around. Phil Khoury joins us from our Parliament House studios. Phil, hello there.
How are you, friend?
Phil, I'm good. The modelling clearly says that we need to shift the vaccine focus to younger adults, 20 to 39-year-olds initially. It's also preparing all of us to accept some level of illness and death even when most of us are vaccinated. But the clear message, as we heard there from Gail Matthews, is if you're vaccinated, you have, you know, a minuscule chance of ending up very ill and in ICU. So that's the clear message. What do you think? Has Scott Morrison sort of hit his stride now that he's got this strategy to reopen the country and the modelling to back it up? He's trying to move the picture forward and stop people looking back about what could have been if we'd had more vaccine.
Well, he had to, Fran. I mean, it had been apparent for the last few months, you know, that the government, the federal government, has increasingly been blamed for the lockdowns and across the country. And the message, pardon me, has resonated about quarantine and failures in the slow vaccine rollout. So, if you like, the government's political redemption lies in, you know, the nation's redemption is getting out of this thing. So, there's obviously a strong interest. For the PM to get things on the road again. I think it's a bit broader than that, though, with this modelling. It gives everyone something to grab onto. It's sort of the first, we've had plans before, Fran, you know, three-step plans to reopen, but they've all been based on dates and behaviour, you know, contact tracing and social distancing and so forth. This gives us a number we can aspire to in terms of vaccinations. So it gives everyone a stake in it. Everyone's a bit of skin in the game now, you know, you, me, premiers, prime ministers, you know, opposition leaders and so forth. So I think it's the first time since the pandemic we've had, you know, it's something we can control and it gives everyone a sense that we can... Yeah, you know, if we work together and do get vaccinated, you know, we can control that, and then we can, you know, get back to some semblance of normalcy. So I guess if that works and if it happens, then that will reflect positively, you know, for the government in a political sense. But, you know, I don't think the politics has turned yet, but that would be the aim.
Well, I tell you what has turned, and that's the sort of government's rhetoric on a few counts. Mm. There's been a few audacious about turns. There was an angry showdown in Question Time yesterday between Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese. The Prime Minister saying, you know, Labor's proposal for $300 incentives for people to get vaccinated shows he can't be trusted with taxpayers' money, and he hit it hard, not once or but twice. He says, you know, Labor and their money are easily parted. He says Labor's hardwired, it's in their DNA to recklessly spend. Now, it's hard to imagine a government that's presided over such a massive spending program, huge debt and deficit, no projections of getting back into surplus before 2040, having a crack at the other side for reckless spending, isn't it?
No, that's right. I mean, and look, you know, it's, you know, there's no secret we've been sloshing money around so long now to fight this thing that everyone sort of lost sight. You know, I use the term, we used to say it was eye-watering spending. I think it's just become eye-glazing now, Fran. You know, people just go, another billion here, another billion there, what does it matter? But it's all money. I think the thing with Labor's proposal it's a lot of money. I mean, it's not a lot of money.
Oh, sure, it's a lot of money.
Compared to what's been spent. But, you know, last year they were actually, yeah, Labor's done a lot of good work on its own fiscal credibility during the crisis. It's been questioning a lot of this spending at times, the necessity of it, even before, you know, we had those numbers of JobKeeper going to businesses that ultimately didn't require it. You know, Labor was calling out the first $750 payment when it was going to kids, you know, who were previously earning $200 stacking shelves, suddenly getting $750. And if you go back to July last year, they were very critical. They said that was waste. It was going to debt and deficit. I think what happened yesterday with this $6 billion plan, which is, yeah, it's a lot of dough to get a few people vaccinated, essentially.
The hard few, you mean? Once we get beyond 50, 60%.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks we'll get to 70. The government's modelling says we'll get to 77. Pushing it to 80 is going to be the tough bit. So you're essentially giving $4.5 billion to $6 billion to people who would otherwise got vaccinated anyway. So, I thought it sort of, it did look profligate just in isolation if you don't compare it to all the other money that's being spent around. That was what the Prime Minister was jumping all over in Parliament. But, you know, I think both sides have sort of, you know, during this pandemic, you know, made, until now, have made suggestions that, you know, if you had your time again, you probably would have fashioned things things a bit differently, but I think we need a sense of perspective now as we try and come out of this thing about how much we are continuing to spend, and that will become an issue of increasing sensitivity, I think, in the electorate.
Yeah, and now, of course, we've got this modelling, the Prime Minister stressing we have to learn to live with the virus. That was the Prime Minister's message very early on, but then there was no vaccination rollout in sight. So I think the judgment is that as more and more of us get vaccinated, we will, the community more broadly, will understand that the paradigm has changed. But the PM has these targets, 70% by the end of the year, 80%, you know, not that long after. He'll need to hit those before an election, won't he?
He is. He's careful with his language. He said we're not setting targets, but he said he hopes we get to 70 by the end of the year. And I think we can safely assume we'll get this, as long as the supply is there. But there'll be an expectation. I don't think you could go to an election without at least getting to 70, you know, hitting phase B. And I suspect they'd have a sneaky desire to get to 80by the time you do get to an election, or be on the cusp of it.
I think so too.
Doing it during the election campaign. But it's, you know, this whole next election is going to ride on the vaccine.
Phil, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend.
Phil Khoury, political editor with the Australian Financial Review.